This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt, dairy farm bottom lines are getting a lot of attention these days, and so are cheese prices.
As people are getting out, they're going and hitting the roads, they're getting together with people, they're eating pizza, they're stopping and going through drive-thrus and McDonald's. And when you think about that in terms of overall cheese consumption, it's behaving quite strong.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter in Batavia, New York.
Tuesday.
With Dr. Paul Fricke, dairy reproduction specialist at UW-Madison, as we talk about the impact of the high fertility cycle.
I think this is one of the biggest rate-limiting factors for reproductive performance on dairies today. Most of you are familiar with body condition scoring. We have a very thin cow over here. She'd be a 1. We have a very fat cow over here who'd be a 5. Many people use body condition scores. And so does body weight change early post-calving affect embryo quality? And so we had cows that lost, maintained, or gained weight during this first 21-day period. And the hypothesis was cows losing more body weight early postpartum will have poor embryo quality. It was a large study. We had 1,887 cows across these two different dairy farms. So less than half of all these cows actually lost. Again, pushing back on this idea that all cows lose. They don't. They don't all lose. So 42% of the cows lost, 36% maintained, they didn't change, and 22% actually gained. And, you know, that's kind of a head scratcher, right? The cows could actually gain body condition score in the first 3 weeks, but there are some that actually do so. So I think this is a big deal. We started to look at this. These are some of the biggest effects on repro that we've ever measured.
Wednesday.
Building an effective team takes time.
I've seen this 100 times where, you know, we just throw someone into the parlor, pretty much say, good luck. That's not effective training. Providing guidance, hands-on training, all while explaining why this job is important, why this task must be done this way. Because explaining the whys, giving them that explanation, makes it seem more real and they have a better understanding.
Thursday.
The overall package that the Senate is about to consider is about $1 trillion. Now that's $550 billion of new spending over the next 5 years, and then the remainder of several hundred billion dollars is unspent money that had previously been appropriated for other things. So we're getting close to $1 trillion. And it contains, as you might expect with a piece of legislation like this, funding for a variety of different projects that fall under the general heading of infrastructure. So that includes more than $100 billion in roads, bridges, things that are deteriorating in many parts around the country. And so it's been long recognized that we need to invest in our nation's future by improving the transportation network that we have. Part of that then will also include passenger and freight rail. That's certainly something that benefits agriculture. And then importantly for farmers, they've got $65 billion in grants to states for rural broadband deployment. And that's also something that we have strongly supported because when you talk about gaps between the information highway, not the physical highways necessarily, but the information highway between rural areas and urban areas, a lot of that is because the broadband just isn't as reliable and it's not as strong in rural areas. So this bill will do hopefully a lot to improve the ability of folks in the countryside to access the internet.
That's National Milk's Chris Galen.
Friday.
Well, welcome to today's feed forum, and we're going to talk about sugar, kind of a sweet topic, Bill. I send my feed to a lab, and I get a test back, and they list sugar two different ways. The first one is ethanol-soluble carbohydrate, and that includes sucrose, glucose, and fructose. And that's kind of the standard one you want to use. If you have a fermented feed, you're not going to find much sugar in it because the bacteria that ferment in the silage that produce lactic acid and acetic acid, they're going to take most of the sugar and convert that over to stabilize the fermentation process. So we are all recommending sugar to be added to the ration as 3 to 4% of total ration dry matter because it has a different rate of fermentation in the rumen that can be a plus. It increases palatability, cows like molasses, and it can increase NDF digestibility, which, of course, is a plus. So our take-home message, sugar is here. I would recommend using it. Check out the price compared to other energy sources.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.